Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, who should play Britney Spears in her upcoming biopic? If it's produced by Netflix, it's probably going to be Samuel L. Jackson. It would probably work in a strange sort of way. If he's too busy to play her, then they could also get Gorlock or Lizzo. I hear they're available. Then again, she could probably just do it herself if she would just put the connives down for a sec and put on a shirt. Moving on, Selena Gomez deletes her emotional video crying about Mexicans being deported. She says that apparently it's not okay to show empathy for people out there. I wonder though, did she show any empathy to Lake and Riley? It's too much empathy for leftoids. That's the reason America and the West in general have way too much debt paying for illegals that aren't as productive as the original Europeans. It's not okay to cry for people that broke the law. She probably just wrecked her own career. Moving on, Pope Francis warns that excessive scrolling causes brain rot. That's the first smart thing he said that I've heard. Skibbity toilet has to be stopped because it's gooning the minds of the young. There's no thinking involved in consuming it. There's no storyline to follow. Just a bunch of random unrelated events. But as far as I'm concerned, the Pope has gone woke, suggesting to people that they shouldn't eat meat and welcoming rainbow people in. But how does he know this? Maybe he's scrolling endlessly too. Up next, what the hell happened to her? She looks like she went from Harley Quinn to carousel riding queen. Is it maturity, or is it because she has a zero chance of attracting a chat if she looks like a character from Batman? I guess she found out that the conservative men don't like weirdos. But they aren't even the same girl. She's still on TikTok and still an emo chick. But you know that at some point she's gonna go normal again. Number 5, this pro-illegal immigration bishop lives in a $1.6 million house and has never housed an illegal before. They're always pro-illegal immigration until they have to house them or have them living in their neighborhood. This is the typical leftist mentality. The only female pastor I'll listen to is Joyce Meyer, and just for entertainment value. That and Roxella Vanderpee back in the day when she would call her viewers friends. Moving on, this tennis star divorces her husband just days after joining Lonely Fans. She's already loaded. Why does she need to do this? Looks like not even money can keep women from becoming online prostitutes. Maybe Irina here will go from being admired for her great backhand to being admired for her great hand job. I hope he takes her for all she's worth during the divorce. But not to worry, as I'm sure she'll make it all back on Lonely Fools. Number 7, why do women do this to themselves and cut their hair as they get older? Obviously, the longer hair makes them look older, but they can also be lazy about washing it. The smart ones just wear hats and keep their longer hair for their husbands. Many of them, as they get older and don't find the man they're looking for, just get their hair cut short so they look like the man they've always wanted but couldn't find. Up next, Cenk Uygur looks like he's turning towards the right, saying that the Colombian president didn't want his undocumented immigrants back in his country because they were being sent back on military planes. He says the good news is that you can treat them as humanely as you want when they get back. First Anna Kasparian saw the light and left the lunacy on the left. And now Cenk. Looks like they both owe an apology to Dave Rubin. This isn't victory for the right now. It just means the Karens are switching sides and will soon be trying to force us to live sin-free lives. Number 9, Sydney Sweeney explains how dehumanized she feels as her body is constantly being sexualized. Meanwhile, when she went on Saturday Night Live, she begged them to focus more on her chesticles. She obviously also rejected all of that dehumanizing money she received from showing them off as well, no doubt. She feels dehumanized, yet in her own words says that she won't stop doing scenes in the buff for Hollyweird. She knows her body is her meal ticket. Moving on, the people of Haiti are probably glad today that historically they rose up against colonialism and ended all the white people and dressed up in their clothing. Just to make sure they completely decolonized themselves, they even ended the mulattoes. Since then, they've been starving for the last 200 years, and who do they blame for this? Whitey. To this day, they're also seeking billions of dollars in reparations from France. I see anxiety in this guy's eyes. This is the Haitian Emperor Jacques I. I guess he kept the name to go along with the clothes. Number 11, this woman is an illegal and says the only reason she wants to stay is because it's safer. Meanwhile, she says Mexico is more beautiful, has better food, free college tuition, free healthcare, and so much more. Plus, it has walkable communities. But riddle me this, How exactly is a community walkable if it's not safe? She avoids mentioning that she is better off financially in the United States, though. If you hate the West, then you need to leave it. Also, does this prove to you that without safety, none of the other stuff matters? Up next, and speaking of Haiti, looks like LA is turning into Haiti 2.0. Looks like celebrities and politicians are criticizing Karen Bass, the mayor there, because of her incompetence handling the wildfires. Yet at the same time, black women are coming to her aid. This has nothing to do with color. She's just a terrible mayor and a communist. She even went to see Fidel Castro speak several times in Cuba. She was radicalized, and some reports say her LA brigade radicalized M19, and they went on to bomb the Capitol. Number 13, 11% of all game developers were laid off in the last 12 months. The hardest hit were women. Gee, I wonder why. Looks like our economies can no longer afford the woke nonsense. I read somewhere recently that around 40% of game developers were women. Also, would someone please tell me that this dude is just photobombing this picture and not somebody that's transitioning? Does they-them look like the happiest person you've ever seen? Moving on, this pregnant woman says her man left her, implying that she cheated and that the baby is a bastard. She's posting this to shame him and call him out for being a deadbeat. But his real name is probably Chad Roan, or Chang, or Abdul. If the child is his, it's possible she accidentally forgot to take her pill, and he's smart to leave. Unfortunately, if she keeps the kid and it's probably his, then he's going to be paying for the next 20 years or so. Number 15, I love Hungary, and I think that Viktor Orban is doing a great job there. But I don't agree with them that Christianity is Europe's last hope. We need an alternative to both Christianity and gynocentrism if the human race is to avoid extinction. Even mostly traditional Christian countries are below replacement fertility. Loverbots and artificial wombs are the future. If women won't reproduce, then we will use technology to do it for them. Brave new world, this shit. Up next, OpenAI spent billions to train its AI. Meanwhile, the DeepSeek CEO in China says, give me 2 weeks and $5 million, and I'll clone it as soon as possible. The Chinese are the great imitators. They take the technology of the West and just copy it for the most part. DeepSeek is also open source, so in one foul swoop, China demonetized American AI companies, and might have actually hidden NVIDIA's future GPU sales. Number 17, a disabled girl was gang-raped by students in the Starbucks bathroom. Students? Really? Where were these students from exactly? I don't know about you guys, but am I the only one thinking that this is a gang of Caucasian students that did this? I hope these students get tried as adults and go away for 20 years. Regardless of where they originally came from, maybe somebody needs to deport these students back to their ancestral country of England or possibly Germany. Moving on, here are the numbers for the number of abortions that have happened in your country in the 21st century. Looks to me like the worst genocide in human history. But it has me scratching my scrotum as to what happened to Russia. Here's what the difference between men ending 1 billion people in wars throughout all of history looks like versus women ending 1.3 billion clumps of cells than weren't people via abortion since 1980. Number 19, this pregnant woman with no brain activity is kept on life support to save the baby inside of her, and it sparks controversy. People are saying that she's being forced to have her body violated just so she can give birth to someone that'll never remember her. Being replaced is one of women's greatest fears. Imagine growing a female body in the future with no head, just to use as an artificial womb. Women want you to believe that at this point she's just a clump of cells with another clump of cells inside of her. Up next, NVIDIA is no longer the biggest company in the world after the stock dropped on the DeepSeek news. Does that mean that the AI tech bubble has finally burst? I sold all my big tech stocks in the IYW ETF in the low 150s this past summer, and since then it's mostly been trading sideways. AI is here to stay, but I suspect we'll have a few years with a down market, so it can finally take a breather. Here's me waiting for cheaper video cards as the demand for AI hardware drops dramatically. Number 21, looks like a new woman-only rideshare service launches in Vegas. Can you imagine how high the insurance rates are going to be for them? Also, besides obvious sexism, isn't this discrimination? Imagine how quickly they would shut you down if you created a man-only service. But I'm sure that's not a problem. Just identify as a woman when the driver pulls up, and if they say no, then they have a discrimination lawsuit on their hands. This will probably go out of business in a year like those woman-only bars. Moving on, what the hell happened to Nelly Furtado? Looks like McDonald's happened. She's definitely not like a bird anymore, and looks like she got tired of flying away. The only way she might still be a bird is if she were a dodo bird, or possibly a roly-poly ostrich. This is why you never go full Tonto on a box of Twinkies. Also looks to me like she's gone from being a man-eater to just plain eater now. Number 23, here's what happens when most people's life satisfaction peaks in their 20s and early 30s. Well, if you're a nerd, it just keeps on going up. When life is tough early on and gets better, you're grateful for not being bullied the way you were in school. Also, most people's lives are over when they hit the wall, because they haven't prepared to have any outside interests besides themselves and getting laid and partying. Up next, meet Dank Demos, the rapper suing Lyft in a multi-million dollar lawsuit after her driver told her his car wasn't big enough for her and the tires couldn't handle the weight. Once he rolled up and saw Roly Poly here, he locked his vehicle. There are pictures of her not wearing any clothing out there, and it looks like her butt is on backwards, and you can't see her cooch because it's so big. I don't blame the guy for trying to save the shocks on his car, though. You just know the Disney film is going to be flabulous. Number 25 and the last one, wait until Taylor Swift hits the wall. She looks like she's already starting to chunk it up and looks more and more like she's trans. Her fermentation process has already begun. Soon she too will be in her 40s and childless, like the last diva she replaced who is Lady Gaga. This dress is the best she's looked in a while, though. Whenever I see a picture of her, I get the same vibe as this character by Jim Carrey. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.